Okay. First, I'd like to express a special thank you to all of you who braved the cold tonight to be here. As you know, Daf Yud Amud Beis is basically an Agadah to Gemara. There is one Nekudah of Halacha, and that's what I'd like to speak about. Just before that, I want to point out that it's interesting. On Yud Amud Aleph, the Gemara says a Malchus that doesn't have Melech ben Melech as Melech, that doesn't have a line of a royalty, is somehow a failure in the Malchus. We take pride in democracy being wonderful. Right? The Gemara says that a Melech is not, you don't have one Melech and the son is a Melech. So the Gemara says it once happens. So the Gemara says, yeah, it went up for vote. It sounds like America. You don't have a king, the son of a king. You know, I, Bush, was the son of a Bush. So the Gemara says, if you put it for a vote, then it works. It's just interesting. The Gemara considers a chasarin that a malchus doesn't have that a government doesn't go by royal lineage, and today we take it as a pride. So I don't know what the what to make of it. And what I want to talk about is the story of Ketiah Bar Shalom in the bottom of Yud Amud Beis. Ketiah Bar Shalom was a fellow from Edom. And the Gemara says he was a good person. He actually saved Klal Yisrael when the king wanted to make a gezeira. He himself was being taken out to be killed. And someone said, you know, you're being killed because you defended the Jews. You're not even a Jew. So the Gemara says that Nofal Aresha Do'orla Seikata. The Gemara says that he was mal himself. He was Megayer himself. Before they took him out to be killed, he did a bris milah on himself. So that's what it says here in the Gemara. The Peres Yosef in the back of the Gemara, yes, Akasha, that a guy is not a kosher mayel. How did he do a bris milah on himself to make himself into a yid? The Gemara's mashma that it worked, as the Gemara said. They told him, "Yedoymele ulfa dozel b'le michsa." You're like a boat that's going and doesn't have money to pay the tolls. So in other words, you get him killed for the Jews and you're not a Jew. So he's mal himself. After he's mal himself, Yavis Michsa Chalfi Vavris. They said, okay, now you're good. You're good to go.
Did he go to
Mikvah? Also, he didn't go to the Mikvah. Maybe he went to the Mikvah before they took him out to be killed. What? Avraham Avinu? What about him? So in the Tshuva here, he took a measure. How was Avraham Avinu mal himself? Avraham Avinu wasn't Jewish. When he was mal himself, he still wasn't Jewish. Still wasn't Jewish. You're saying Avraham Avinu wasn't Jewish? You hear that? Okay. Avraham, of course he went to the mikveh every day before davening. If you have a shayla, if Avraham Avinu went to the mikveh. Because it's pashut. The pashut doesn't have to say that's pashut. It doesn't say for Antfilin either, you know. Okay. All right, then the question is if the meal is a good meal. The Gemara, it happens to be in Avodah Zarah, and Daf Zayin, the Gemara says, Hamol, Himol Yimol, Hamol, someone who's chayv a meal, Yimol, can do a bris meal. A guy, if a guy's a meal, it's no good. Many people have the problem today, Bala Tshuva, who the parents had their mal, but had their mal by Gayish Mayolim, so they need a tafas dam bris, because the halachi is, with no shayla, a guy is not kosher to do a bris meal. So the question is, how Ketiah Bar Shalom was able to do a bris milah? This is the Nidain. The Peres Yosef seems to be answering that it sort of comes like Gita V'yadei Bo'an Ke'achad. He was mal himself, and since when he was mal himself, he became a yid, so the yid was doing the milah on himself. It came in one shot. As he was mal himself, it became a good milah because he was a yid that was doing a milah to himself, and that somehow it comes all in one shot. That appears to be his teretz. The Shalomesh, has Hagoyis Yad Shol on Hilchis Milah says the same thing. He was mal himself, it came at one shot. What? Like Bidna, yeah, like it comes all in one shot. Now, to be a ger, you need milah and tefillah. You have to go to the mikveh. most Rishayim hold that the order is Ma'akiv. The Ramban holds he could do Tefillah first and Mila second. But we Paskin, so everybody who comments on it disagrees and says, no, the order is Mila first and Tefillah second. So the Shaila is, Ketir Bar Shalom, the Paris Yosef says he must have gone to the mikveh. Now they're taking him out to kill him. He didn't kneel on himself. How he squeezed in going to the mikveh, I'm not sure. But he says it must be, if he became a yin, it must be that he was titled himself. So the question is, what's Gidev Yad Bon Kechad? The din is mol v'loy toval, kilu loy mol. You have a bris milah and you don't go to the mikveh, you're not Jewish yet. If you do a bris milah and you don't go to the mikveh. So what are they answering, the Paris Yosef and the Yad Shaul are answering? That Gidev Yad Bon Kechad, that it was mal himself. And since he became a yid through the milah, so therefore, it's considered that a kosher person did the milah. It's not true. Even when he finished the milah, he wasn't a yid, because the milah goes first. Then you have to go to the mikveh, and then you become a yid. So Mishlam like the Ramban, it could be he went to the mikveh first, and then he was mal himself. So at the end of the milah, he became a yid. But Ladina, like Taisa Sheet in Perek Aral, that if the bris milah you're not a yid yet. So it's a davar pella, the story of Ketir Bar Shalom. What's Pshat in the Gemara? He was mal himself. He became a yid. You don't become a yid when you mal yourself. This is the problem with this with the ma'aseh here in the Gemara. That could be, but the Gemara says that if he was mal himself, the Gemara says Yav Smichsa Chalfas Varvis. Gemara seems to say that he became a Jew. I mean, it's talking in poetic language, right? He said you're like a boat that goes and doesn't have the tolls to pay. His mal himself said, "Oh, now you gave the tolls, you could go." It sounds like you were saying that he was a yid. He became a yid. Sounds like. Retroactively becomes a yid from the time of the mila. So maybe they didn't. I don't know. There's no chiyam mila. There's a chiyam of mila. No chiyam of mila.
Maybe after
they died. Maybe. I don't think the tefillah of it. First of all, I wouldn't answer the kasha that after the bris was still done by a non-Jew. I wouldn't answer the kasha even if it happened late. So. That could be. Maybe it's the equivalent of Mila too. And then you don't. The children of the guy, he goes to Elam Haba. Akum Shlomo Torah. Harry Ukakayan God will go to Elam Haba if they're. The executioner of Bechem Vichim Tarah. He was a guy attacker, right? Every ger needs mikveh. Every ger. So he's a guy who was a mikveh. Think so. He the Losha Paris Yosef is Koshke for Geirus. Doesn't work for Mila, Koshke shouldn't work for Geirus. So what I wanted to speak out here was this Aruch Laner's Truva. This is it's a famous Truva of his because of the story. The first half is a story about this Geir in Yerushalayim who was Megayer and he had Mila first. Now the usually the Bris has to heal. It's not like you do the Mila and then you go to the mikveh. You do the Mila, you wait 4 or 5 days till the wound heals before you go to the mikveh. So they had this guy in Yerushalayim that became a ger, and he had bris Mila, he didn't have Tevila yet, and Shabbos passed. So came Shabbos, he brings a story how Shabbos, he was proud, he was telling people how mahadir he is in Shabbos, that he doesn't even let goyim do malacha for him, like he's a mahadir in Shabbos. So this Rabbi Shlemel, the Av Bezdin over there, who's a shayel, Rabbi Shlemel says he told him, "What are you so proud that you're keeping Shabbos? You're still a guy. Mal v'loy taval, kilu loy mal. Right now you're still a guy. You only had milah without tefila. So go do malacha. So fake it. So he did it. So he says that the guy went, he didn't move. What? But it wasn't. The story wasn't that he did the tefila first and milah second. The Ramban says he could do tefila first, milah second, but that wasn't what happened. He did the milah and he was ready to do the tefila. So he said, this Rabbi Shlomo told him, go do malacha. So he went and he did malacha. So when he came back after doing malacha, the Beis Din of Geiris told him, what? You did malacha? You're not supposed to do malacha. After milah, you don't do malacha. It's like, welcome to Yiddishkeit. You know, you do this way, the Rav says, do that way, you go that way, the Rav says this way. So they didn't know what to do. They said, on the one hand, mal v'loy tavol ki loy mal. He's a guy, he's not allowed to keep Shabbos. On the other hand, it seems, he says that he asked, Chakarti b'shar b'kayim b'shar b'kablan geirim, v'namali shagam shah me oylam loyuk pidu sholei yishmer hager Shabbos kayim atfila. There was no such thing that they're fakir, they do keep Shabbos. So they asked the Aruch Lener to the being seen as the tshuva sefer of the Aruch Lener, of Yaakov Ettlinger. And they asked him to paskin on the shaila what to do. And every time I read this, it strikes me that in Yerushalayim, they would send from Yerushalayim a shaila to a German rav, to the rav Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger. You can see the godless of him. You know, imagine Yerushalayim, they usually don't send shailas even to Bnei Brak, but they sent a shaila to him. So this is a really trailblazing tshuva. It's a chiddush gadol. He writes, to explain the idea that after a bris, before tefillah, the ger is an in-between state. He's in an in-between state. He's not a guy. He didn't come l'chlal yados, and he was lo yotza he's yotza mechlal guy. And loyba lechlal yadus. He's somewhere in an in-between stage. Now, where do you get such an idea of an in-between stage? You can't just make up in-between stages. So he says it's like Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah. Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah, there was an Am Yisrael. There was a Klal Yisrael. Yet Matan Torah has in it a aspect of Geirus. Chazal learned aspects of Geirus from Matan Torah. So what he says is there's an in-between stage. Now in the yeshiva world, we use for this expression, Rav Naftali in Ksumis has an expression of Yichus Yisrael and Kedushas Yisrael, which is just a label for what it says here in the Binyan Tzion. Now the Yidden before Matan Torah, they had Yichus Yisrael. They were descendants of Rabbi Yitzchak and Yaakov. They had a din of Mishpacha. But they didn't have Kedushas Yisrael. That's why Matan Torah gave them Dinei Yisrael. When the Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, and 40 days till they got to Matan Torah, they were still eating treifas. They weren't eating kosher food because they weren't mitzvah yet in these things. But Yichus Yisrael they had. Right? It says after Matan Torah, they were still related to each other. This Arayah is still applied. Now, a ger doesn't have relatives. Right, Gerish and his guy cut and shenel a dummy, but Klal Yisrael they were baicha b'shmeisayim. They became also to their relatives.
Wait a second,
why should they have relatives? That's the point. So the answer is Yichus Yisrael they had. There's an aspect. There are two aspects to Gerish. There's the Yichus Yisrael and the Kedushas Yisrael. So the Binyan Tzion without that label is saying that there's the in between. There's an in between stage. There's a stage where you're not a guy, you have Yichus Yisrael, but you're not a Yid, you don't have Kedushas Yisrael. Now Shabbos was given where? Mara. Shabbos was given before Matan Torah. So Rachaner says, here you see that somebody could be Mechuyim in Shabbos even before he comes to Kedushas Yisrael. So that's the reason, a ger, Shemol v'loy Taval, even though he's not Mechuyim in keeping Shabbos, but he's allowed to keep Shabbos. Because the Isser of a guy to keep Shabbos didn't apply by Mara before they were fully Yidden. And therefore, he says that that the minig of the batei dinim is after bris mila, before tefila, you keep Shabbos. You can't say mechuyev to keep Shabbos, but it's correct to keep Shabbos. There's no iser of anochi sheshavas chayev misa. So what? So this Rav Asher Levelis, the Shaila, said, well, did wrong when he told him to do malacha. He was giving him bad advice to do malacha, and the Bezin was right. The Bezin was right that afterwards a person does do malacha. So it comes out there's an in-between stage. This is the aside of the Bein Tzion, and the Yad Shaul is saying this as well. And I think, like I said, it's a famous truva, and I think it's a mekubal. It's an accepted idea. With this, we can answer Ketiyah Bar Shalom. Because Klal Yisrael, before Matan Torah, did Mila too. Just like Mora, they're Mechuyev in Shabbos. From Avraham Avinu already, they're Mechuyev in Bris Mila. Klal Yisrael kept Bris Mila. So it may be, to answer Ketiyah Bar Shalom, the question is, how can Ketiyah Bar Shalom, he's doing a Bris, Himo, he's not Mechuyev, so it comes with Basachas. What do you mean it comes with Basachas? You have to go to the mikveh to be a Yid. How does it come to Basachas? So maybe that since the Bris Mila gives Yichus Yisrael, gives that first stage, and he's saying that by Mara, that they were Mechuyev in Mara, so it already, the dinim already apply. So it could be that what he says about Shabbos, we could say about Bris Mila as well, and that Milas Yisrael would be adequate. Well, I'm just remembering there's a third thing. I think they're Mechuyev in Kibbut Aveim for Mara also. It would also explain there's a Rabbi Kiva Eger in Hilchus Geiris. It says that a Ger is still Mechuyev in Kibbut Aveim on his biological Goyish appearance. Shalo Yomru Ba Mekedusha Kal L'Kedusha Chamura. They shouldn't say, when he's a Goy, he was Mechabit his parents. And when he's a Yid, he's not Mechuyev to Mechabit his parents. Can't be. So therefore, a ger should be mechabed his biological parents, because shalom yom ruba mikdusha kala kdusha chamura. This says in Shulchan Aruch. So Rabbi Kiva, what? Yeah, that's an interesting story. One second. So I tell you, Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, what do you mean? Lo yom ruba mikdusha kala kdusha chamura. A guy is not mechuyev in kibbut aveim. He's going to say, I come from a guy, he's mechuyev in kibbut aveim. No, I'm not mechuyev in kibbut aveim. Well, a guy's not mechuyev in kibbut aveim. But it could be also that between Mila and Tfila, he's chayiv in things that are by Mara, so then he was chayiv in kibbut aveim. He still had relatives as goyish appearance. Afterwards, when he's mol vitoval, he doesn't have relatives anymore. But Bobik Dusha Kal Dusha Chamura, that could be as well. Now, David is. Dabar Baranasina. No, Nachinami. Doesn't say he's Mechoyev, but he was Mekayim. He was Mekayim Kibbut Aveim.
What does Mekayim
mean? That's what we told. Nachinami. The just reminding me of a Maisa. It's an incredible. I heard this from somebody who was there. In Russia, there was a family that became frum, and then discovered it was a husband, wife, and they had a baby. And then they discovered that the wife wasn't really Jewish. She wasn't really Jewish, so she went and she was Megayer, and they took the baby and they were Megayer the baby. It was also at a stage of Molvalei Tavol. And they were in a retreat. They had a shalakish, like a Shabbos, a Shabbaton of some sort in some place in Russia. And on Shabbos, the baby became a chelish yesh besakana. And the parents questioned whether they could be mechal Shabbos and a baby. The baby's still a guy. Imagine the parents on their own baby. And the parents were Jewish already. So they asked if they can be mechal Shabbos for their child. He's a guy. They can be mechal Shabbos. It blows you away that they can have such an attitude. But okay, but at any rate, the story of Ketiyah Bar Shalom seems to be at least a raya. The person seems to be a raya to be a side. I don't remember the end. I remember who told it to me. I don't remember the end of the story. Yeah. They were Tevel on Shabbos. They finished a Geiris on Shabbos. Very good. Okay, very good. Okay. Okay, Ashkech, everybody.